WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman, and this is The Rundown. We'll get back to our regular format for the podcast on Friday once the holidays have passed, but for today, we're checking in on one local restaurant. In a town full of foodies, Chicago pizza maker Jonathan Goldsmith's pies rise to the top. His Ravenswood restaurant, Spaganopoli, was named Best Pizza in Town at the local Bonche Awards. Days later, Goldsmith underwent surgery for stomach cancer. As the year wrapped up, my WBEZ colleague Courtney Kippers checked back in with Goldsmith to see how his recovery is going.
I'm very lucky. When I was finally able to do surgery, that was successful. And I did a full CAT scan. Then I heard that things were good and I was clean.
Here's our original story from February about Goldsmith and his award-winning pizzeria.
Hello, it's working out.
How are you?
I'm all right. Better now with this pizza.
This afternoon, there's a steady stream of customers coming into Spaganopoli's doors at the corner of Sunnyside and Ravenswood Avenues. In the restaurant's front windows, owner-operator Jonathan Goldsmith tends to focaccia, which will be served later in the day.
Hey, Louise. Can I get one bowl of red onions?
He quickly pokes the tips of his fingers into the dough, then lets it sit before drizzling with olive oil and topping with rosemary, mulled in salt, and red onion, and popping it into a large electric oven. Goldsmith, who is a social worker by training, became a pizza maker well into his adult life, at age 50, when together with his wife Ginny, he created a space beloved by Michelin-level reviewers and nearby neighbors alike. It's the type of reliably good neighborhood restaurant that gives Chicago its reputation as a top-tier food city. Goldsmith first got the idea from a stranger aboard a flight to Italy.
Out of the blue, as if he was my guardian angel Clarence from It's a Wonderful Life, he just proposes that I consider doing a pizzeria.
2 decades later, Spaganopoli was recently voted Best Pizza at the annual Bonche Awards. An achievement that's no small feat in a city world famous for its pies. Goldsmith's shop doesn't serve deep dish or tavern style. Instead, Goldsmith does something else entirely. Classic Neapolitan pizza made with simple, quality ingredients.
So how long in the oven?
60 to 90 seconds. So as you see, this dough is fairly relaxed, so you can almost blow on it to extend it. And now we'll put it in the oven. You'll see that when he pulled out the pie, the blistering, you saw on one edge, then he turned it to go on the other side. Okay. And I'm gonna slice this. Wanna try a slice?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. Oh, that's delicious.
The eatery spent several years on the Michelin Guide's Bib Gourmand list, and an Italian website ranked it among the best pizza in the world in 2023. But the Bonche Award was special to Goldsmith, and came at the exact right time. Last July, doctors discovered cancer in Goldsmith's stomach, a cosmic gut punch for a man whose calling is making food for others.
I was getting a little tired this summer and a little whiny, and I was ready to stop. And to have the recognition within the community itself, it felt good and in some ways needed.
He has surgery in the morning and will be out of work for a while. Maybe a month, maybe longer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Good to see you.
If all goes well, Goldsmith will receive another round of chemo, then be on a plane to Italy in May, heading back to the place where he first got the taste for the pizza that he has brought to Chicago. Courtney Kippers, WBEZ News.
Snow flurries in our forecast for this evening. Little to no accumulation expected. It'll be mostly cloudy otherwise, with lows in the lower teens, with wind chill values around zero. Then Tuesday, we'll see some snow likely in the afternoon, less than half an inch possible, with highs in the upper 20s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.